Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm executive editor Dave Nordman, joined again by sports editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Dave, how's it going?
What a weekend for a couple of our high school teams.
Yeah,
Worcester Tech basketball and Wachusett hockey.
State finalists, state champions.
Champions, both for the first time in school history.
Exactly. I'll take. I mean, I wish we had. Last time we talked, we were talking about going into the tournament, and you know, I like Wachusett girls. I thought there was a couple of teams that could be playing for a state final. It didn't happen. But I think, you know, having Worcester Tech, the first Worcester public school in history to get a state title, I think it's phenomenal for them.
And, you know, just kind of to back up there, we forget about a game that didn't happen over the weekend, but also the Northbridge Hockey Co-op winning their first state championship as well. We might as well throw them into the state champion.
Yeah, that happened middle of the week, so yeah, it wasn't over the weekend. But I think, you know, with Gil and those guys, I think that's a great season for them to come up. When they started off trying to put all the pieces into the puzzle, and they rolled.
So three state champions. We'll flip a coin here, Jim, and we'll see where we want to start first. So up it goes. Heads or tails, Jim?
Let's go with heads.
Heads it is. We'll start with Worcester Tech basketball.
The magic of podcasting.
So Worcester Tech basketball, the first time and I really couldn't believe it when I saw the line in our story that the last time a Worcester public school team actually played for a state championship at any level was back back in the Mike Bradley era, Burncoat.
Right.
That's crazy.
We're looking for research in this topic, and you know, Mike Richards is always our correspondent, is always one of the foremost authorities on this stuff. And like, I was talking to Jen Tolan, Rich Garvin, saying, well, there's got to be like, you know, Commerce High back in like 35, or you know, Boys Trade winning a title.
Somebody must have won.
There was a scurvy outbreak in the 40s, and there was
we've had five public school teams, more if you count.
And I know it's not, you know, that's always a knock on Central Mass. It's like, you know, they don't win the state title, so they're never as good as those Patrick Ewing led teams or those great juggernauts from Eastern Mass. But you figure they'd at least win, there'd be a couple throughout history, but there wasn't. And so that's what made the Worcester Tech thing special. Sure, there was like the Holy Name and St. Mary, you know, the schools that did win from Worcester, they're Catholic schools. But for us public school, for something like Worcester Tech, which was just a trade school, it has, you know, a lot of kids from different backgrounds going there. So it's not like they have this, you know, you're getting the kids to come in just to play basketball. These guys are electricians and HVAC, you know, and you know, different walks of life. They're there to learn a trade rather than actually play a sport.
You know, outside of sports, kind of step on the other side, I think you make a good point, and a lot of people have. It just shows you how much of a destination Worcester Tech has become, you know, not only for, you know, being a, you know, quality technical and trade education, but also now a destination for sports as well.
Exactly. I mean, look, their basketball team has been great for the last couple of years. They graduate eight seniors from this team, so I'm curious to see what they reload with. But it's not now so much to go into a trade school. Isn't like, you know, look, a bit, the Valley Tech football team has been winners every year. So I think that you can go there and be competitive athletics as well as, you know, get a good trade.
You know, I think
more money than I'm going to make.
You and I sat here, you know, seems like just yesterday, talking about the home team basketball tournament, and Worcester Tech made it to the championship of that. And, you know, here we're talking like, you know, I think they played, was it Doherty in the
final? That's what, and going talk to other coaches, because I was working on the super team, you know, so I've been talking a lot about, you know, who belongs and things like that. And a couple coaches brought up the fact that, you know, Worcester Tech's had a good season. They're 26-2, they finished. But, you know, when they play like a self, they play like a Doherty, they had, you know, those Division One teams they had, they struggled a little bit. So, but I think that was good for them, because they're not going to see any teams better than that in Division Four. They played Assabet, which was probably one of the better teams in Central Mass Division Four, and, you know, they beat them three times.
Right.
So I think that was a good, with like Hunter and those guys, it's, you know, you're not going to see a taller guy than that. So they went out and they found some good non-league stuff to sort of to couch that schedule with, and I think it paid off in the tournament.
And what a celebration on Saturday, you know, and not only to win a state championship, but to do it essentially not on their home floor, but, you know, on the WPI, the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, and Worcester Tech wins the state title on a school that many old-timers still call Worcester Tech.
Exactly. Everyone calls it Worcester Tech. I was so glad it was at WPI. Not that I don't like the DCU Center, and that's sort of the bigger, the big game feel. But I think Harrington Auditorium is one of the best places you can watch a basketball game, especially when you have a crowd that's right on top of you. It motivates the kids to play a little harder, and you know, they're gonna remember that for forever. That just that feeling, that with winning the title the way they did against Abington is gonna be staying with them for a long time. They deserve it.
Awesome, awesome, and kind of turning the page to hockey, Jim. You mentioned Northbridge, as did I. We'll start with them, Division 3A. Winning a state title midweek.
Yeah, the 3A title. You face the Western Mass champion. So there's probably a podcast from the time with the whole realignment in hockey. Maybe they get is there enough teams to sort of do a statewide playoff for. Division 2, Division 3.
Yeah, there's always that talk out there, and every year, 3A, as most people know, is Central versus West. There are no Eastern Mass teams. So like you said, the conversation for a different day is kind of realigning to Division 1, 2, 3 statewide, adding in some Eastern Mass teams, maybe moving some some Division 3 teams up to Division 2. So, I mean, there's that talk.
But I don't think that takes anything away from what Northbridge did.
East Hampton, I was at that game, and I know Chris Kine was there too. I mean, East Hampton was a great team. They were there last year, losing to Lunenburg in the final, and just a great game. That came right down to the end.
Exactly, and I think Northbridge getting has a lot of talent. They were able to step up in a big game. Again, another team that's been tested during the season. They played Lunenburg tough. So I think that defending champions, they knocked them off on the way to the title. I think that's it says a lot. They can play that big game kind of mentality. And I think that with Gill, I think probably the best player in Central Mass, that helps a lot.
Right. Looking at Northbridge, and you mentioned, and the coaches will tell you, there's not much difference in the top players at the Division 3A and 3 level. If you want to talk about how deep those teams are, obviously that's probably where the difference lies, is that obviously with bigger schools, you have more kids and you have deeper teams.
Right.
And sometimes that's where the difference lies in 3A and 3. But
right. And Northbridge is a good co-op. Sutton gave them about, 8 to 12 players, something like that.
So yeah, I think it was over 10.
Yeah.
Uxbridge, I think, chipped in a player.
Uxbridge has a couple players. Yeah,
I'm drawing a blank. Nipmuc. Is I'll tell you,
they had their own team until a couple of years ago.
Nipmuc is a team that has a lot of young kids coming up, and I know that that their junior class is heavy with the Northbridge co-op, but Nipmuc has a lot of kids coming up, and I think that's a program that I think, given sort of that Blackstone Valley area, could be a team that could compete for a long time.
Yeah, especially with this kind of family. They just showed a new coach. I think they're on the right track there. So,
right.
I mean, they had kids come back from juniors. So I think that says a lot for that program that they're going to, it used to be, do you pay the extra money to go to juniors and get some exposure, or do you go to your local school and get more ice time?
And I think, Coach, in reading Chris Kine's story, that was one of the things that I think that that Coach Neville pointed out, right away is, you really have to, hand it to those kids that came back from juniors to play high school hockey with their friends, and put the focus on school rather than maybe personal development.
Right, exactly. And I think, it worked out. Coaches can preach that all they want in terms of, come play, because obviously they wanted to play for the team.
Sure.
But for this to have this, see, I told you guys, we could have something special here if we had a commitment from everybody and everybody chipped in. I'm sure it probably spent a lot. It was probably more special for them to win at Northbridge and raise a title like that than maybe the Junior Bruins.
Or the South Shore Kings, the first state championship that Northbridge / Sutton / Uxbridge / Nipmuc has ever won. So congratulations to the Rams. Another team that hoisted a state championship, this one on Saturday in Boston, was Wachusett. Again, hard to believe, given the long storied history of Wachusett hockey, That it's the first time that they've ever played for a state title and the first time they've ever won a state title.
They've always been like the second, the runner up, like to the teams like Shrewsbury when they, you know, when Wachusett has a good team, well, Shrewsbury just had a better one, or Hudson. Right. Hudson was a step above them, I think. Even this year, looking at our poll, I think Algonquin started the year number one. Wachusett was always up there, but then the goalie got hurt and it sort of was some flow in there.
I think you seriously could have looked back and, you know, having seen all these teams play a bunch of times, you know, Algonquin, Auburn, Hudson, even Groton Dunstable
made a run at late in the year.
Right, Wachusett. I mean, really any of these teams, you know, given any, you know, bounce or, you know, great game,
exactly,
or, you know, could have won the title.
Yeah, I think Hudson had a great year. I think they, you know, especially, you know, Narts put, you know, had them running really well mid-season, towards the end of the season. They just didn't get the pucks to bounce their way towards the end, and Wachusett was playing really well.
And Algonquin, you
know. Algonquin, same with goalie, gets hurt, and they sort of just, they go in a little lull, but he comes back for the playoffs. And I was talking to Chris Kine earlier. He was thinking Algonquin could make a big run just because of that.
You know? Right, and Auburn, which, you know, won their first round game.
Auburn,
you know, loses in the second round, but again, you know, you're talking 1-2 goal games.
Yeah, exactly. And there wasn't any blowouts. I think Wachusett had to come back to rally and win that game.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, Auburn could have been there.
And
so,
then, you know, that game against Groton Dunstable up at the Wallace Civic Center, which I was at. I mean, that's another great game. Wachusett, right, you know, I mean, talk about Matt Lane's team grinding it out every step of the way. You know, no easy games.
No.
You know, against Longmeadow.
Longmeadow
had a 2-goal lead. Against Longmeadow, you know, lose the 2-goal lead, and then not only go into overtime 4-on-4, you know, they go down shorthanded in overtime.
Right.
And then,
did they have the goal disallowed too?
Yeah, they the goal disallowed, you know, celebration, too many men on the ice. Just one of the craziest scenes you'll ever see in high school hockey. You know, you go from thinking that you've won the game to shorthanded in overtime.
Shorthanded in overtime against a championship
team. And you're like, you know, what is happening here? This really can't be happening. And then a couple of really close calls, they kill the penalty, you know, double overtime ends, and then it comes down to the shootout. Probably, from all accounts, one of the most exciting hockey games that you'll ever see.
Right. Yeah. Putting aside the 4-overtime Super 8 final.
Right.
But, I mean, that's right up there with this, you know, winning in a shootout, I think, is I still like to see it on the ice, but I think just to get, but it, that's even better for Wachusett to have that kind of talent to win that level, and so they earned it. They earned their shot in the final.
No, I agree. I think, I don't think any coach will say a shootout is a great idea.
No, at least he didn't share the title. You know, one of those things. I hate, you know, doing that kind of stuff.
Right, right. So, but then, you know, they go on Saturday,
Sunday,
and, you know, losing track of days and win a state title to kind of bring it home on the TD Garden ice.
Yeah, I think Gardula scoring twice, I think that was big for him. You know, and Skaggle getting the winner, I think that you know, and Jackson King making a couple of big saves.
Right.
That breakaway he played it perfectly. I think it's you know, they came up big when it mattered. I think that's a great show. And you know what, the best part about Wachusett, I think they graduate with 3 seniors. Or,
yeah,
you know,
young team.
Young team.
Yep.
So they can be right back here next year.
Yeah,
with the same guys plugging in. The people they lose aren't worth. You know, they didn't lose a Gardula. They didn't lose a Skaggland. They're going to come back, and they could pick up right where they left off.
Right. Yeah, very very talented team. And I think, you know, any coach will tell you, you know, whether it's Northbridge or Worcester Tech, you know, they kind of see these classes coming through. And I think both with Northbridge and Wachusett, their junior classes are just a really talented bunch of kids.
Exactly. They all got the experience in playing these big games, and it breeds out, you know, having that one class to teach after them. I think they're going to see people coming in, you know, as freshmen and sophomore, you realize what it takes to play at this level.
Right. And once you taste a little success, you know, guys like Liam Gill and these guys that come back from juniors, they say, hey, listen, you know, they, you know, look at these guys before me. Maybe that's a place for me.
Right. Exactly.
It's on to spring, Jim.
On to spring. Time to learn some batting orders.
So we've got Wachusett hockey, Northbridge hockey, and Worcester Tech basketball. Congratulations to our three winter state champions, and like you said, Jim, it's pitchers and catchers.
Get the little cross strings out and tie up those.
There you go. We'll be back here maybe in a week or so to break down the baseball, softball, lacrosse, tennis, and outdoor
track. I'll take the week to get all my stuff in order. Now I'm switching gears.
There you go. That's Jim Wilson. I'm Dave Nordman. Thanks for joining us.